Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 18th. First, your winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports, your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Snow squalls are expected to continue in Grey Bruce until about Sunday evening. Many roads are snow covered, especially if you're in a community anywhere near the water. Visibility can be reduced to near zero at times without notice in squalls. Both counties have declared significant weather events, meaning it may take longer than usual to bring road conditions back to a state of repair. The Association of Municipalities of Ontario will be submitting a list of over 90 recommendations from municipalities, big and small, to the province that would be alternatives to Bill 23, known as the More Homes Built Faster Act, that was tabled in late October. AMO President Colin Best says the organization is giving the recommendations to ensure Bill 23 takes individual municipalities' concerns into account when it comes to land and development.
We're very concerned. Most of the land is available already within the urban areas, like within the GTAHA alone. There's 88,000 acres already designated for future development that hasn't even got applications on.
AMO also says municipalities across the province are concerned about the toll the bill may take on agricultural land or on land protected by conservation authorities. South Bruce OPP say they executed a search warrant at a property on Concession 4 in Aaron Township and seized a large quantity of meth as well as stolen items. They say they executed the warrant on Tuesday and seized about $11,000 in drugs, as well as two pickup trucks, snowmobiles, an ATV, trailer, tools, nine rifles, two shotguns, and other items. Those items were valued at almost $90,000. A 53-year-old and a 48-year-old, both from Aaron Eldersley, face a long list of charges, including possession of meth for the purpose of trafficking, possession of a firearm while prohibited, and possession of property obtained by crime. Three Hanover men have been arrested and charged after allegedly breaking into a commercial property in the southern Grey County town early this morning. Hanover and West Grey police responded to a call at a property on County Road 28. They located three male suspects who were arrested without incident. Break-in tools were seized and stolen property was also recovered, but police did not describe what items the alleged thieves had taken. Three men from Hanover, aged 36, 51, and 56, face a number of charges. Twitter's offices are closed at least until Monday as Elon Musk continues to get rid of staff. He'd given his workers until last night to sign an agreement promising to work long hours at high intensity. There are reports large numbers of Twitter employees have chosen not to sign. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says roughly 10 million Ukrainians are without power after Russian attacks on energy infrastructure. This comes as temperatures drop below freezing and parts of the country are getting their first snowfall. In sports in the NHL, just one game tonight. The LA Kings visit the Vancouver Canucks. Saturday, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Buffalo. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are scheduled to be at Oshawa to meet the Generals. Meanwhile, the Attack have acquired defenseman James Petrovsky from the Flint Firebirds. Petrovsky was a second-round draft pick by the Firebirds in the 2021 OHL Priority Selection. In exchange for Petrovsky, the Firebirds receive Owen Sound's 2023 second-round pick, Hamilton's fifth-round pick, and Owen Sound's third-round pick. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Walkerton Capitals visit the Hanover Barons and Mount Forest hosts Mitchell. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Shallow Lake Crushers host the Milverton Four-Wheel Drives at 8:30, and the Durham Thundercats host the Creemore Coyotes. In the NBA, 11 games tonight. The Toronto Raptors are off. Tomorrow, they will meet the Hawks in Atlanta. In curling at the 40th Port Elgin Superspiel at the Port Elgin Curling Club, 18 teams are playing a triple knockout format for a purse of $14,000 and points to possibly participate in the Ontario Tankard. And at the Canadian Masters Curling Championships at the Pembina Curling Club in Winnipeg, Ontario is represented in the men's division by the Blue Water Curling Club. The rink is skipped by Al Hutchinson with Kevin Daniel, Bruce Cox, and Dave Halliburton. They are set to face Manitoba tonight. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.